with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Well, people across the world are falling so short on exercise that the problem is becoming a global pandemic, causing nearly a tenth of deaths worldwide and killing as many people as smoking. That is from a study released this week in The Lancet. To talk about just how big of a problem it is and what you can do to get moving and shape up, I'm joined by Dr. Corey Rice, a primary care physician. You can find him online at forneywellness.com. Dr. Rice, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So 8 out of 10 youngsters ages 13 to 15 don't get enough exercise, according to one of the Lancet studies released this week. So is it look, it's not a problem just for adults. So as a doctor, how much do you focus on exercise with your patients?
You know, you have to. It's very, very important. And I can tell you, you know, what we're seeing these days is what were once considered to be adult diseases are now showing up in kids. And it's pretty sad. And so, you know, a lot of that is linked to several things, whether it be diet, exercise, and such. But I'm seeing more, you know, diabetes, more high blood pressure, more high cholesterol, I mean, several different things that can be directly linked to inactivity.
But so, aren't doctors really focusing on things like nutrition and medication? Isn't exercise kind of in the background there?
You know, a little bit of it is, and that is true. And exercise, you know, I think it's all in how you define exercise and you know, getting past this idea that you need to, you know, run long distances and get gym memberships and do all this stuff. I mean, you can do simple activities such as, you know, choosing a farther parking spot if it's during the daylight hours and, you know, walking to the store or wherever you're going. You can choose the stairs, not the elevator. I mean, that's at least a good start. You have to set realistic goals.
You're making it sound like basically many patients, doctors are now seeing don't move at all. They get off the couch, they go to the kitchen, they get up and go to their car. But is it really to the point now where people are simply not moving at all?
No question. I mean, I think the direct stuff we're seeing in the increase in all these lifestyle-driven conditions is directly affected by the lack of exercise and physical inactivity. So, I completely agree with that.
So how do you motivate a patient? I mean, a patient that already may have other medical issues, how do you get them to actually take this step, which is initially very painful, to actually start moving around?
It is very painful. And I think as a physician, I'm kind of one of those shock and awe types. You know, I mean, I lay it out how it is. I don't really sugarcoat things. I mean, if I'm showing you, you know, on paper that, you know, Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, you are headed within the next year, you will have some life altering event. You will have a heart attack. You will have a stroke. You will have a mini stroke. Most people, not all people, that resonates with them. And so if you can just be direct and blunt as a physician to your patients, you owe that to them, right? And so if you're looking at these lab markers and say, it's going to happen. I mean, we've seen this over and over, and, you know, let me help you and train you on how you can start moving. It doesn't mean, again, going and buying a expensive gym membership or bike and start being, you know, Lance Armstrong.
Sure,
you know,
but you're talking about parking a little further away, but there must be a minimum point. I mean, simply walking a little bit, that does that really qualify as exercise?
It does. Okay. It does. And you know, what I like to do, what I like to tell patients is, you know, let's start with 20 to 30 minutes of just walking, right? Let's just get outside. Let's walk. Let's walk up the stairs. Let's do something like that. Do that for 5 to maybe 7 times a week, something like that. And then we can add in maybe some resistance training, some strength training, but you got to get that heart moving. You got to get the blood flowing. You got to clear out all the stuff that's going on in the body. And so it is. It's just as simple as walking, because most of these people that have these conditions, they can't go and do some strenuous, you know, activity. It's going to put too much strain on their heart, and they really have to sort of ease into it or go slow with it in the beginning.
You as a doctor, how much exercise do you do?
I'll be honest. I'll say 4 to 5 times a week. I'm doing 30 minutes a day. You know, I do a little bit of cardio, and then I do a little bit of strength training. And you know, I'm a big believer in these high intensity burst training exercises, not these long drawn out marathons and running on the treadmill and walking on the treadmill or elliptical. I really believe in doing short interval training, you know, where you do these short bursts and getting your heart rate up very short, and then you do a short recovery, and before you know it, you've only worked out 15 minutes and you're dog tired.
Even if you've got a wonderful diet, if you don't exercise 2-3 times a week, are you simply not going to be able to maintain your health?
For the most part. Now, everybody's bioidentically different, but or biochemically different, but But yeah, for the most part, I mean, you know, what I always like to tell people is eating food or knowing how to eat food will help you sort of lose that fat quicker. Exercise will always keep the weight off. Exercise doesn't necessarily get you to where you'll lose all of that weight you need to lose. It's how you eat. So it's all, you know, the whole entire concept of diet and exercise and the whole bit.
Well, and the hardest part, of course, is getting started once you've become conditioned. It's a whole different ball.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Corey Rice, a primary care physician. You can find him online at forneywellness.com. Dr. Rice, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great night.
When we come back, we're going to talk about other medical issues, specifically the lack of doctors in Michigan's rural areas. In some cases, folks are driving 2 hours to see a doctor. It sounds a bit outrageous, but I'll be joined by the dean of the soon-to-be-opened Central Michigan University College of Medicine. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about what it takes to open a college of medicine. It's probably a complex process. I want to get some insight on that. That is next. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.